what I didn't really know was that you weren't sent to prison as a punishment in itself. That's a very kind of modern idea. You were sent to prison awaiting trial. The problem with this place, it was so incredibly violent. There was no natural clean drinking water. There was no natural light. It was filthy. It was stinking. It was fetid. Jail fever was rife. The jailers weren't paid a salary until the 18th century. So they just made their money by extorting people as much as they could. So you might ask for water or beer, and you'll get it, but a hugely elevated price. And Shard Lake is always handing across money to the turnkeys to add straw or bedding for some of the people he's representing. But that wall down there is a surviving part of Newgate Prison. It's built on the site today of the Old Bailey, the Central Criminal Court in London. But yeah, as I say, Shard Lake goes there to, first of all, to meet Elizabeth Wentworth, who is refusing to plead. She doesn't plead. She's going to have to endure, being pressed. This is a horrific thing, torture and then death. You'd be, a panel would be placed on you and be made to lie down on a sharp rock and then keep on adding stone and weight, and you'd slowly suffocate and eventually snap your spine. And some brave people endured this because if they refused to plead and they were found guilty, then their lands couldn't be disinherited. So the family get to keep their land. But Elizabeth Wentworth is threatened with this unless she pleads. So I won't tell you what happens with the rest of the story. But that is, I think that is Dark Fire, the second book. Now, we're going to make our way around up Giltspur Street. So knights in their full armour would come out of Giltspur by Newgate, and the sun would shine down on them, and they're going to go off to joust. So as if gilding their spurs, Giltspur. Back in the 16th century, it was known as Gifford Street. And Shard Lake has to make his way up Gifford Street, past Pie Corner. Great Fire of London ended in Pie Corner, began in Pudding Lane, went from Pudding to Pie. Famously, ends here in Pie Corner. But he's representing his chambers, and he's going to Smithfield. Flatland, outside the City of London. Just too tempting, really. Executions would take place here. And this is where the execution of, what's her name? The beginning of Lamentation, this horrible execution takes place here, where this woman is burnt to death at the stake. It's incredibly vivid description of it. Now, outside Smithfield, you have the hospital here, St. Bartholomew's, and you have here the tower here of St. Bartholomew, the Less. And if I go to my picture here, and this is where you can see this execution taking place. You maybe have some sound here, but everybody would turn up to see these executions. There's the tower, still surviving, of St. Bartholomew the Less, still standing there. Crowds of people turning up to see the execution, and we'll see the execution of these people being burnt to death. And that is described vividly by Shard Lake at the beginning of Lamentation. There is Smithfield today, open ground, the meat market there. That building is there from the late 19th century. And just to the right of that is St. Bartholomew the Great today, which we're going to visit in a second. But these are like the baddies. These two guys are kind of like the baddies, really. So this is his arch enemy, Richard Rich, later becomes the Lord Chancellor. And he really was, you know, a really nasty bit of work by the sound of it. And the Duke of Norfolk, really nasty bit of work as well. Two of his nieces become queen. So Anne Boleyn and Catherine Howard, both of whom are beheaded. But the Duke of Norfolk was, he's a big enemy of Shard Lake. Now we're gonna make our way just to the right-hand side. This is Tudor, fabulously Tudor. This 1595, some people describe it as 1569, but look at that wonderful Tudor half timbering. And underneath it, this is 1240. This is the gatehouse to St. Bartholomew the Great. Now, what I think is wonderful about this, in 1916, First World War, the area was bombed by Zeppelin damage. And it blew off, well, in the 17th century, they put this facade over the front of the half timbering. That was blown off in 1916 to reveal the wonderful half timbering we can see today. But for many years, you'd have seen this, Evans and Witt, booksellers and tobacconists, this incredible building here. So that was blown off by Zeppelin damage to reveal the beautiful half timbering we can see today, this beautiful Tudor facade, Tudor frontage. Now we're going to go to St. Bartholomew because Shard Lake spends a lot of time in dark fire, Greek fire. He's on his way here to discover Greek fire. He's working for Cromwell at this time. And this is an incredible place. It's the oldest church in London. You might recognise it for loads of different films, actually. Only a third of it survives today. Two thirds of it was pulled down in the dissolution of the monasteries in the 1530s. So right down here, that's kind of medieval height. And then this is church. Well, they've got a churchyard here. So it was raised up. And the reason it's raised up is to fit more bodies in it. They have to raise up the walls to bury more bodies there. But Shard Lake arrives here and two-thirds has been pulled down. And he describes what he sees. Apprentices digging out the monks' graves, boxes full of bones, brown and ancient, casting out tattered winding sheets, hauling out skulls and scraping off the greenish moss that hung to them. The nave of the great church pulled down, a gigantic pile of rubble. So here is the day. Now we're going to go inside that building because I think it's wonderful. I know it may be a little bit loud.